Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher if you insult someone in the internet.
Why?
Because in internet, it stays there. If we are talking here face to face, you insult me, I insult you, okay, finish. But if you're in the internet, if I insult you or a politician...
That sticks around forever.
Yeah.
The prosecutors explain German law also prohibits the spread of malicious gossip, violent threats, and fake quotes.
If somebody posts something that's not true, and then somebody else reposts it or likes it, are they committing a crime?
Yeah, in the case of reposting, it is a crime as well, because the reader can't distinguish whether you just invented this or just reposted it. That's the same for us.
The punishment for breaking hate speech laws can include jail time for repeat offenders.
It is 6:56. That was 60 Minutes talking about German laws and free speech. Does that sound like free speech to you? I mean, they're all upset because Vice President J.D. Vance went over to Europe and said, you know, you guys are weaponizing free speech, you're criminalizing free speech. And of course, as you know, the head of Face the Nation, which is on CBS, said, well, the reason the Holocaust happened is because they weaponized free speech. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was one speech. Whatever Hitler said is what happened, and nobody had was able to dissent, and if they did, they were dead. But apparently, they have decided to hire people that don't know anything to moderate these panels. Did that sound like free speech to you? Those were German prosecutors talking with, I don't know who the person is, but they're from 60 Minutes. Did that sound like free speech to you? That if you put something up online, you know, for example, you may have seen this from time to time, and it's funny, I think, and there are some people who probably believe it. Abraham Lincoln says you really can't believe things that are on the internet. And, you know, it's funny. That could be considered a violation of the law in Germany because it's not true. He never said such a thing because there was no internet. And if you repost something that you see that you like, that could also be criminal in Germany with free speech. Does that sound like free speech to you? Yeah, I don't think so. But this is the progressive element in this country and around the world. They don't want anyone to say anything that they don't agree with. And they consider that free speech, but it's not. I watched the whole interview here. And in the context of J.D. Vance going over to Europe and talking about the weaponization of free speech and then watching this whole interview, I thought to myself, CBS is cuckoo. They're just nuts. And it's starting to happen locally. By the way, I don't know if you know or not, doesn't matter, but Trump fired the U.S. attorney here in Maine. And WGME 13 tried to make it seem like it was a political thing. This is what happens with every president. They get rid of the U.S. attorneys that were there, and they replace them with their own U.S. attorneys. This happens to all of them. This happens across the board. But when it happened when Biden was president, I don't recall WGME, and I have a really good recall of acting like this was some political act, some retribution. This is what presidents do. They have a certain amount of people they can appoint. The people that are there, they replace, and they put in their own people. I mean, it's really sort of dumb when I hear people say, well, he wants loyalty. No, he wants people that will help him enact his agenda. You don't have people that will fight him as a part of your team. You need people that believe in the agenda the president was elected on and trying to enact. And that's who you put in positions that you can appoint.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.